Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moose. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Moose. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alou hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Alou moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks races to the bag and beats Alley for the out. There's the throw to home, and Hundley drops the ball. Alou scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hebner moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to third for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moose strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Patek moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Selma hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Selma reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Selma scores. Beckert moves to third. It's Pirates, 2. Cubs, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2. And the Cubs too. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moose is 0-1 in the game. Moose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hundley is 0-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alou is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alley is 0-2 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stargell is 0-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. Gamble bunts towards the mound. Moose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Selma is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Selma hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Gamble. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Oliver is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanguillan is 0-2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hebner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Patek is 0-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Bob Moose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moose is 0-2 in the game. Moose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Alley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Alley moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Taylor. Hundley moves to second. Al Spangler pinch hits for Dick Selma. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Hundley moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley scores. Gamble moves to third. Spangler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Pirates. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis pinch runs for Carl Taylor. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek is walked intentionally. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Davis now playing right field. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Nate Oliver pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ali reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Smith now playing first base. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sanguilan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Hebner. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Martinez pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Jose Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Maroney now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Hebner catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. Two outs. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hundley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alou is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell is walked intentionally. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Alou scores. Stargell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Pirates. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sanguilan strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Oliver moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Pirates. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Ron Davis now playing left field. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudolph moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Patek catches it and throws to second to double up Rudolph. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.